On most days, if you find yourself in front of a justice of the peace, it's not likely for something all that enjoyable.
Eviction actions, traffic tickets, criminal and misdemeanor, and then regular civil traffic tickets. We also see lawsuits that are $10,000 or less in regular civil claims or small claims, which are the $3,500 or less.
But Lauren, today is not most days. Today, of course, is Valentine's Day, and that means justices of the peace like Lenore Driggs, the Arcadia Biltmore JP, also will get a chance to serve as a witness to a whole bunch of nuptials. And that, she says, is a lot more fun, both for her and the people in her courtroom.
The weddings are like the icing on the cake. At the end of the day, we get to see happy people and welcome them to the courts, and they get to have a good experience in the court.
How many people are you expecting?
Well, if we base it on last year, I think we had about 50 couples come.
Wow.
Or more. It might have been a little more or a little less. There are five judges here, and we each, you know, we split them all up, and we each did about 10, I would say, last year. So there are about 50 couples.
Is that about average for a typical Valentine's Day, people wanting to get married on that day specifically?
I think so. I mean, I've been a Justice of the Peace for a year, but it is what they tell me. I know one year it was on a Saturday, and the courts went ahead and opened up and married everybody.
Oh, nice.
As a public service, and they had a huge line, and they did it outside, and it was a great day for everyone.
Are there things that you have to move around on the schedule to accommodate all this, or do you just kind of squeeze all these folks in as you can?
Well, we only marry after the day is over, so 5 o'clock, you know, after 5 o'clock. But we have decided that we will allow people to come get their number in line for their wedding ahead of time around, you know, 2 o'clock. Generally, we don't start handing out the numbers around until 4 o'clock. It's just that it gets crowded, and then the people are here for regular business, for their traffic tickets or the process servers. They get kind of crowded out, and they're not able to get to the windows and do their business that they need to do. So we're going to allow couples to come early so that they can get their number and they can return at 4:30.
Now, I assume since you have a lot of other people coming through to do other stuff, lots of other business, I assume that means like no cake in the lobby, no DJs, no like limbos, anything like that?
Exactly. I know that one of the judges, he orders a bunch of red roses, long stem roses, so that we can each hand out red roses, and some of us will have chocolate in the court, something special for them. But other than that, no, we don't have DJs. We just, you know, get them in. There's a back lobby that kind of leads to the courtrooms, and they can wait in line over there also and, you know, stay out of the regular foot traffic of other people doing their other business.
What is it like for you to be involved in this?
It feels really good. Like I said, this is the best part of the day. I'm helping people to do something good in their life. You know, getting married is an exciting time. And, you know, in the courts we are, you know, we have this new fair justice that we have rolled out to where we can help treat all the public fairly as far as traffic tickets and help them on their way to comply with the law and help them get speedy justice, you know, in the courts. And so we do everything all day trying to make it a pleasant experience in the courts, but the wedding part is an especially pleasant time, and I think we give them a special ceremony and they get more than what they're expecting, and I think they can see the courts as a good place.
Do the couples that come in, I mean, do they have family and friends with them? I mean, for some, is this the ceremony that they'll have?
It is. Some people have come with, you know, they even wear the big wedding dress and they have their father give them away, and they do use it as a big ceremony. And then other people can come directly across the street from getting their marriage license at the Clerk of Superior Court, and they're dressed just like they came from work or somewhere, and they just get married like that as well. And they don't have family. But a lot of people do come with family, and it is their big day, and so we like to treat it as such. And I think often they're pleasantly surprised at the ceremony that we give them because they think, you know, being in the Justice of the Peace is just a quick little I do, and we like to give them a special ceremony.
All right. Lenore Driggs is Justice of the Peace for Arcadia Biltmore. Later today, she'll be performing a number of weddings for Valentine's Day. Lenore, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it, and have fun later today.
You're welcome. Thank you. We will.
And happy Valentine's Day to all of you. You're listening to the show.